Hop, 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 hoppy honey-key, yippity hop, smiling sheepily on your toes, happy honey-key, round and round you go. Tip, tap, toe, happy honey-key, round you go, happy honey-key on your toes, happy honey-key, round and around you go. Tip, tap, toe, happy honey-key, round you go, my little hotkey on your toes, happy honey-key, round and around you go.
Ah, I want to give you a talk this morning.
All right.
From this subject.
All right.
Getting ready.
Get ready.
For Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Day.
Day.
The 25th.
Well.
Day.
Well.
Of December.
December.
All right.
You getting ready.
Getting ready.
Now.
Now.
Yes.
Some.
Well.
Have had their garments.
That's true.
Laid away.
That's right.
Paint some.
Well.
This week.
Yes.
That's true.
Some the next week.
That's right.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
For Christmas Day.
Christmas
All
Day.
Right.
Some.
Well.
Have taken.
Yeah.
The last nickel.
That's
yes,
right.
Paid it on.
That's true.
Automobile.
That's true.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
For Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something.
All right.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Is getting ready.
That's right.
For you.
That's true.
And let me tell you.
Well.
Namely,
yeah.
The Undertaker.
Glory.
He's getting ready.
That's right.
For your boss.
That's true.
Not only that.
That's right.
The jailer.
That's true.
He's getting ready.
That's right.
For you.
That's true.
Christmas Day.
Glory.
Hmm?
That's right.
And not only the jail.
Well.
But the enlarged.
That's right.
The police folks.
That's true.
Now.
That's right.
Getting ready.
Yes,
that's right.
For Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And let me tell you.
That's true.
They're getting ready for you now. And I want you to bear it in mind.
That's right.
That they're getting ready.
They're getting ready.
And you want to be ready.
Well.
I want to be ready.
Yes.
Getting ready.
Well.
For Christmas Day.
For Christmas Day.
Done made it up in your mind.
Well.
That I'm going.
That's right.
New York.
New York.
Philadelphia.
Well.
Chicago.
That's right.
I'm going.
Well.
On a trip.
That's true.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
For Christmas Day.
For Christmas Day.
But when Christmas comes.
That's right.
Nobody knows.
That's right.
Where you'll be.
Glory.
You might ask me.
Well.
I'm here.
Talk about
feeling.
That's right.
In some lonesome grave.
That's true.
Getting ready.
Well.
For Christmas.
Yes.
Day.
Day.
All right.
You may live.
Well.
That's
right.
24 days.
That's right. That's right.
And then live.
Well.
Till.
Well.
The midnight hour.
Well,
Not be able.
That's true.
To see the morning sunrise.
Well.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
For Christmas Day.
Getting
ready.
Well.
Done put in for your past.
Yes.
That's true.
I'm going.
Well.
And see my relatives.
That's right.
In a distant land.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
Getting ready
for Christmas Day.
For Christmas Day.
Greasing up your old gun.
Yeah.
Getting your dirk in order.
That's right.
Getting your ice picks ready.
Right.
Getting ready.
Yeah.
For Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. I
want to say to you, not only get ready, but be ready. Get your heart ready. Get your heart fixed.
Yes,
that's true.
Go down to the Holy Ghost station.
Stay
there.
Yeah.
Till you get your heart fixed.
Yes. Well.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
For
what?
Christmas Day.
From the News 8 Rooftop, I'm Andy Langer. Our holiday music series continues with a performance from Mark Rubin and his Ridgetop Syncopators. The song is a Hanukkah classic. It's the Dreidel Song. Here he is, Mark Rubin, on the News 8 Rooftop.
Well, shut my mouth, I'm headed down south. One, two, three. I had me little dreidel, and I made it out of clay. When it's dry and ready, that dreidel I will play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. When it's good and ready, that dreidel I will play. Oh, you little hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. Put a fire in that oven, dry that thing up now, man. That dreidel I will play. Oh, dreidel, dreidel,
song. Yeah.
Of the season is sponsored by Don's.
Yes, the dreidel song.
Hacha hacha.
I've personally never sang it quite so funky as that right there. That was Mark Rubin. Mark Rubin and his Ridgetop Syncopators. Mark Rubin of Austin, Texas. You've seen him actually at many of the Richmond and National Folk Festivals. He has accompanied basically every single klezmer act that has been at the folk festival. He's a bluegrass and Texas swing musician too, but he also plays the tuba and the bass and is a very kind of knowledgeable klezmer guy.
Well, he's mighty tasty, mighty tasty.
Yeah, that was actually live on Austin television. I found that right there. So,
and before that, we had the Reverend J.M. Gates doing a sermon from the, what's it called? Something to Babylon. Bridges to Babylon box set off of Dust.
Goodbye, Babylon.
Goodbye, Babylon. Called, yeah. It's a collection of African-American gospel recordings. And that track called Getting Ready for Christmas actually was taken by Paul Simon and basically beat it up and broken up a little bit and used as a rhythm track behind his most recent single off his brand new album. So for all you Paul Simon fans out there, listen to Edge of Americana. That's the unadulterated track from the leadoff track on its most recent album.
And we started it all with Woody Guthrie doing a song called Hanukkah Dance, which is actually from a Folkways recent release, the Ash Recordings. This is volume 3 is what this is, and they've just got I don't know how many volumes of Woody Guthrie four. So but Woody Guthrie actually wrote a lot of songs about Hanukkah, kind of inspired by his mother-in-law.
Yes,
and
well, also by all the Northeastern Jews who patronized his his concerts. He needed to make sure he covered his bases.
Maybe in fact inspired by Moses Ash himself. So
I can hear people warming up in the background.
There are people warming up in the background. If for those of you who are dedicated listeners to Edge of Americana, you may remember last year at around this time we had a group of Shape Note singers in the studio, and we have them back this year.
We have the Richmond Sacred Harp singers here in the studios, about 18 or 19 of them packed into Studio B.
And we have cookies, and we have cider. It's very seasonal in here right now. So no latkes, but maybe tomorrow I'll make some.
There you go.
So Otto, let's keep it moving for a little while here. I think you and I are just going to go back and forth on religion for a while here.
That's
until we get the Sacred Harp singers singing. So what do you have for us next?
There's a little Del McCurry here. Some hard charging bluegrass. I think this is Bluegrass Christmas.
I think you're right.
We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna sing a few good old songs. Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing. Mac's gonna sing along. I can hear Del clear as a bell. I know you don't want to miss this. Listen to Doc on the old flat top. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas.
Doc, I think I'll get you one of them Christmas stocking caps. Rosalie really likes to see you wear that around the house.
That she does, Mac. That she does.
And as for Dale, I'm going to get him a pig's tail and a bunch of switches. He's been a bad boy.
It's the time of year to be near the folks around the old home. A cup of cheer and you soon hear an old-fashioned sing-along. As it starts to snow, I bet you know this old Yuletide melody. As the band begins and we all join in and sing about a bluegrass holiday.
I think I'll get Sonny another banjo. He don't have enough of it.
I'm going to get Bobby a cell phone, I think.
What do you get a man that has everything? Think
think I'll get Mac a motorcycle with a red bow on it.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna sing a few good old songs. Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing. Mac's gonna sing along. I can hear Del clear as a bell. I know you don't want to miss this. Listen to Doc on the old flat top. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna sing a few good old songs.
Yeah.
Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing, and Mac's gonna sing along. I can hear Del clear as a bell. I know you don't want to miss this. Listen to Doc on the old flat top. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. Gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna sing a few good old songs. Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing, and Mac's gonna sing along. I can hear Del clear as a bell. I know you don't want to miss this. Listen to Doc on the old flat top. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna sing a few good old songs. Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing, and Mac's gonna sing along.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night,
flocks by night,
all seated on the ground.
The angel of the Lord came down.
The angel of the Lord came
the
down.
The angel of the Lord came down.
And glory shone around.
And glory shone around. And glory shone around. And glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread.
Mighty dread.
Hath seized their troubled mind.
Gladder tidings of great joy I bring.
Glad tidings of great joy I bring.
Glad tidings of great joy I bring.
To you and all mankind.
To you and all mankind. To you and all mankind. To you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day.
Town this day.
Is born of David's line.
A Savior who is Christ the Lord.
A Savior who is Christ the Lord.
A Savior who is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be the sign.
And this shall be the sign. And this shall be the sign. And this shall be the sign.
The heavenly babe you there shall find.
There shall find.
To human view displayed.
All meanly wrapped in swaddling bands.
All meanly wrapped in swaddling bands.
All meanly wrapped in swaddling bands.
And in a manger laid.
And in a manger laid. And in a manger laid. And in a manger laid.
Thus spake the seraph, and forthwith,
appeared a shining throng
of angels praising God, who thus,
of angels praising God, who
of angels praising God, who thus,
address the joyful song,
address the joyful song, address the joyful song. Address the joyful song.
All glory be to God on high.
God on high.
And to the earth be peace.
Good will henceforth from heaven to men.
Good will henceforth from heaven to men.
Good will henceforth from heaven to men.
Begin and never cease.
Begin and never cease. Begin and never cease. Begin and never cease.
I have good news to bring, and that is why I say I spend my life in prayer. And when that ship comes in, I'll leave this world to see. We're sailing through the air. Now I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until heaven rings when I'm bidding this world goodbye. You're ashamed of me, you are not to be, for Christ I am an heir. And when that ship comes in, we'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until heaven's ring when I'm bidding this world goodbye. Beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring when I'm bidding this world goodbye.
every man don't understand the Bible life, but that's all. I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you, that's all. Well, denominations has no right to fight. They ought to just treat each other right, and that's all. I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you, that's all. The primitive Baptists, they believe you can't get to heaven unless you wash your feet, but that's all now. I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you, that's all. The only primitive that has any part is the one that's after washing with a peeling heart, and that's all. Well, I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you, that's all. Now the missionary Baptists, they believe, go under the water and not to wash his feet, and that's all. I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you, that's all. Now the ME Methodists, they believe, sprinkle the heads and not to wash the feet, and that's all. I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you, that's all. Now the ME Methodists, they believe, sprinkle the heads and not to wash the feet, and that's all. I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you, that's all. Now the African Methodists, they believe the same, cause the new denomination ain't a thing but a name, and that's all. Now, I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you, that's all. Now the holiness people, when they came in, they said, boys, we can make it by living above sin, but that's all. I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you, that's all. Now the church of God has it in the mind that they can get to heaven without the sacrament wine, but that's all now. I tell you, that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you, that's all.
Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Revolve. On the web at revolve-cd.com, Revolve specializes in helping Richmonders digitally preserve photographs, audio tapes, records, film, and videotape for the 21st century playback. The CD Live at WRIR Volume 1 was pressed and printed by Revolve. Revolve is on the web at revolve-cd.com and at facebook.com/revolveRichmond.
And the Visual Arts Center of Richmond at 1812 West Main Street celebrates the 10th anniversary of the Artomat's arrival in Richmond, Virginia, with an exhibition highlighting Artomat history and special limited edition art loaded into the Richmond machine. Anniversary works have been made by 17 well-known Richmond artists, including Mary Holland, Paul DePasquale, Alyssa Solomon, and Noah Scalin, plus Artomat founder Clark Whittington. The Artomat is a retired cigarette vending machine converted to vend art and part of an international project run by Winston-Salem-based Artists in Cellophane. Exhibition runs December 1st through January 22nd and is free and open to the public. More information is at visarts.org. And it is 7:25 here on Edge of Americana. There is the sound of jubilant voices in the air here. And I'm not just talking about Otto. I'm talking about the Shape Note Singers, the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers that we have warming up. It appears that there is around 20 of them in that studio. I think we might have the record for most musicians in that room.
You know, huh? Biorhythmo.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, too.
Was taking a run at it, but I would agree. I think they may have Biorhythmo beat. It's pretty exciting here. This is becoming sort of an annual tradition for us on Edge of Americana to have the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers come into the studio for our Christmas show. And their music, of course, is not necessarily Christmas-focused. It is, of course, religious singing, but it's of a religious singing that predates what we consider to be gospel and sort of the more what we consider now to be traditional church singing. This is a style of church singing that dates back to the 1700s. But they're going to sing for us, and they're going to talk a little bit tonight about what they're doing. But mainly what they're going to do is sing, and this is going to be a really, real treat for us.
And before we were talking, we just heard some very pretty religious music as well.
Yes, we had some Washington Phillips there playing the Celeste.
Yeah.
Doing the Denomination Blues Part 1.
Before that, we had a group whose name I'm going to just butcher, Denai Capellier, which actually features a good friend of mine, Christina, playing the accordion there, and that is a track called Yom HaShabbos. Little klezmer music. That one's not specifically Hanukkah related, but it is Jewish in its origin. And so I figured I'd play that for my candlelighters out there.
And before that, we had the New Ballard Branch Bog Trotters doing the gospel ship.
Yep. And Noel Sing We Clear before that with While Shepherds Watch, which again is not, strictly speaking, Americana music, but is older than that. It's all these old English ballads, some of them kind of pre-Christian and some of them Christian in their origin, and I'll play some more of those, I think, before the night is out.
And I think we opened that set up. Did we open it up with Mr. McCurry?
We did.
Del McCurry, Mac Wiseman, Doc Watson, Ronnie McCurry. I'm sure there are a few other people in there.
Yep. Well, the whole McCurry band. It was actually Ronnie doing the singing on that one. His voice is a little scratchier.
All throwing down there on Bluegrass Christmas.
Yep. And yes. Well, what do I have next? I'm just gonna poach this, Otto. Before
you want to do another few more songs before we go to studio?
Yeah, I think they're not quite ready for us, so we'll do a few more before we get over there.
Right, let's do two more, and then I think they're ready. They gave us a thumbs up.
Okay. All right. Well, then let me play for you just this short little pretty old time number. This one is Trevor and Travis Stewart doing a tune called Christmas Eve.
Joy and happiness in the present and we'll share. No one the day can take its place throughout my memory. The world is celebrating with friends and family. The children dream of Santa with jingles on the sleigh. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer gladly leads the way. With joy they all are singing, I hear them laughing play. Can't you feel the Christmas spirit on the special day? Well, I feel the Christmas spirit blowing in the air. There's lots of joy and happiness in the presents that we share. No other day can take its place throughout my memory. The world is celebrating with friends and family. No other day can take its place throughout my memory.
All right.
Sorry.
A little editorial comment from Mr. Behrman.
It came from inside.
All right, let's get serious here. Ladies and gentlemen, live in Studio B, the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers.
Thanks. We're going to get right started with a couple of tunes.
La, la.
You have a pitch, Layla?
La 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 la
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. What was that track called?
That one was called Sweet Affliction.
Okay.
Sounds a little bit like an Aerosmith song. I don't know. And before that, Wayfair and Stranger, of course. Tell us a little bit about your organization and the music that you're singing.
Well,
Let me just jump in here, too. The person that's on mic in Studio B here is Nate Matthews. And we may also hear from Leyland. Leyland, am I going to pronounce your name right here? Deary?
It's Leyland Del Rey.
Leyland Del Rey. So, yeah. But Nate's on mic right now. So, Nate, tell us a little bit about what you're doing in there.
Yeah, my name is Nate Matthews. We have been, there's been a Sacred Harp singing group in Richmond since the 80s, from what I understand. I'm not quite old enough to have been around then, but the late 80s. Mm-hmm. Now, there's several Shape Note and most popularly Sacred Harp, which the Sacred Harp is actually a collection of songs that was compiled into a hymnal called the Sacred Harp. But there are groups of Shape Note singers around the country, and Richmond does have its own.
Now, the music sort of found its home through a good part of the 19th century down in Georgia and Alabama. Is that right?
That's right. The origins are actually date back to the early 18th century when Irish and English folk tunes were sung in small parishes, and the melodies were brought over, primarily from England and Ireland. And then by the mid-18th century, really started gaining popularity. And by the time the Sacred Harp was compiled in 1844, there were several Shape Note hymnals. But so basically, it was a music that was born in the South, actually traveled to New England, and then
went back down South again.
Right. Singing schools were established in New England. And the music traveled south and really took root in Appalachia.
Right, where it disappeared really for many years. I mean, gospel, what we call, I guess, gospel music, sort of a more recent variant of church music, replaced it in churches, and it was all but forgotten, wasn't it, for a long time until the 40s and the 50s when it started to be rediscovered again?
Yes, it was. A character named Lowell Mason, who actually the last song that we sang, Sweet Affliction, was arranged by Lowell Mason in 1823. But he was responsible for not being a fan of the Shape Note style. He thought it was too crude and was a fan of really the high European hymns, which are much more common these days, of course, which is why listeners to this music might be a little confused right now, because you may be used to a European type of hymn.
Now, Nate, you guys have got yourselves arranged in a square in Studio B. Why is that?
That's so that we can see each other and so that we can sing as a group. It's not a performance. We don't stand in a line, although we did at the folk festival last year. But, yes, it is sung in a square, and it's really a group exercise and not a performance.
And you guys have organized yourself in the square by parts, right? There are sopranos in one section. Is that right?
That's right.
And then what are the other parts that make up this four sides of the square here?
There's four parts. There's the tenor, which carries the melody, the treble, which is the high part, and the alto, which is all female, typically, and the bass, which is all male, typically. But uniquely, the tenor, which carries the melody, and the treble can both be sung by males and females. So what you end up with is definitely more than four parts at the end of the day. You end up with 6 to 8 parts singing, which is why it's so full. One reason why it's so full.
Well, will you sing us another song?
We will gladly do that.
Yeah.
I stay away, I know I must forever die.
That was great. What was that called? Nate, what was that called there?
All right, that one was called Fairfield.
Gotcha. Now the next thing you're going to do, you're going to do a song called Golden Streets, right?
Yes, that's right.
And you're going to explain the parts here a little bit more in the context of this song. Is that right?
Yes. Let me flip to it real quick. But basically, I think this is a good song to illustrate all four different parts. And I apologize if this part of the program is a little bit talking heavy, but from here on out, it's going to be a lot of singing. Our voices are going to get tired for you. So, but yes, to go into a little bit of the musicality of shape note singing and Sacred Harp songs, really one of the unique parts, as I was saying before, is our ears are used to the European hymn where the melody is up high. It's pretty much always sung by the soprano, and in shape note songs, the melody is a little bit, it's in the middle. It can be sung by both males and females, and so what you get is really a widening or kind of a spread formation of sound, to use a football term, where you're instead of carrying the melody, your top singers are really coloring the songs up high, and that's why I like to sing the treble part, because it's kind of a coloring type of effect. And then all the way down to your bass, you have there's a range in between of parts with just very open harmonies, but as you can tell, the harmonic structure is a little bit unique, and I think that's well demonstrated in this song. So we're gonna start by singing the tenor part together, which is the melody. Alto part, which is two phrases actually of the alto part, which is sung by the ladies.
So, la, so, 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 la, so, so.
And so that was just two phrases of that melody. And next we're going to sing the treble part, which is sung by males and females. And then the bass part. Right, and all together, and we were speeding it up a little bit. This song is actually slower and a little bit heavier than we were singing it.
Well, you are listening right now to WRIR, Edge of Americana, and we have the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers here in our live studio. I'm not sure exactly how many there are, somewhere between 5 and 50, I think, in total. And
there's a passel in there.
Yeah, and I think they're getting ready to sing some more. Nate, it looks like you have your headphones on.
That's right. We are going to do something that you've definitely heard before. I can safely say that. It's about angels. No hints. No too strong hints. But I'm going to pass the microphone to another member of ours, Les.
All right. Hello, Les.
Hello there.
Get that mic right up there.
Okay, we got it there.
So what is, can you tell us about this next song?
Okay, I got a little something here I'll tell you about it. Early American music was quite different from that which we hear today. Church music was becoming more sophisticated. Emphasis was being placed on performance and precise pitch with a smooth blending of the various voices. Adherents of the sacred harp style refused to accept these changes. They regarded singing as an act of individual worship rather than as a group performance. We will now sing the same song twice. First, in the modern style, from a 1978 hymn book, using a pitch pipe to determine the pitch, and with an attempted blending of voices. It may not be all that blended, however, as this is not the style to which we are accustomed. That same song again in the shape note tradition. Note that a relative pitch is determined by the group, which is suitable for all singers who are present on that occasion. Also, it is sung at full volume by each singer. There is an old adage which says, if you can hear the person next to you, then you're not singing loud enough. This is Cookham 81 Bottom in its unchanged style since 1760.
You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. This is the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers on Edge of Americana.
La 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 la
Hey guys, let's just back title here for a second here and get all the names of all these tracks in. That was that Sherburn that we just did?
No one can hear you in there, Otto.
There we go.
Hello.
Hi, Otto.
Hey there. Did we just do Sherburn? Is that what we did?
We did do Sherburn, yep.
And before that, we had Cookham versus Hark, right?
That's right.
And then I think we did a few Happy Matches. I love that title.
Yeah, good.
And then Sons of Sorrow. And then I think we opened up what I call this particular set, the Golden Streets, I think opened the whole thing up.
That's right.
So you guys are going to do, what are you going to do now, Shepherds or Oxford? Where are we going here?
Yep, we are going to do Oxford next.
All right, good.
And just for what it's worth, folks listening at home, I played a version of that while Shepherds watched a few minutes ago, actually, an Old English version of it.
Nice.
Shepherds where the shepherds are, the shepherds are, they sing.
la sofa.
You are listening to Edge of Americana here on WRIR. This is the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers.
Oh, must be merry, put sorrow away. Our Savior Christ Jesus was born on this day. Then let us be merry, put sorrow away. Our Savior Christ Jesus was born on this day.
Bravo.
That's right. You are listening to the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers on WRIR on Edge of Americana. I want to let you know that this fall, responses to urban, natural, and economic environments by 16 African artists will be on view in a thought-provoking exhibition at VCU's Anderson Gallery, 907 and a half West Franklin Street. Environment and Object, recent African art will feature sculpture, photography, painting, video, and installations by such internationally recognized artists as Yinka Shonabari and El Anitsui, as well as emerging artists gaining a reputation outside of Africa. For more information about the exhibition and its related programs, visit arts.vcu.edu/AndersonGallery.
And WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman & Knowles. Kaufman & Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, you can dial 804-771-5715 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com.
And hey, this holiday season, instead of shopping, why not consider donating to WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, that is. On WRIR.org, click donate to reach our secure site. Donate for yourself or as a gift for somebody else. Donations are tax deductible. Visit WRIR.org and click donate. Happy holidays from WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. And of course, if you donate to WRIR, it will help keep things like this possible, which is of course the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers singing live in our live studio. And if you go to WRIR.org, you can also look at a picture of them, and you can also link to their Facebook page. And find out more information.
Leyland, let me just take a second here and run down the names of all these people that are in our studio here. I think this is a record for the number of people that jam into Studio B here. And if I butcher anybody's name here, I apologize in advance. We got Randy Allen, Grant Honeycutt, Maria Martinelli, Matt Terrence, Shelley Campbell, Jeannie Dementch, Stephen McMaster, James Eggleston, Les Updike, Adriana Robertson, Thasia Kupek, Pat Temple, Ben Hartland, Leyland Del Rey, Nate Matthews, Lauren Massey, Aaron Byers, and Jonathan Hastings. And welcome, guys, to WRIR. It's just wonderful to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having all of us. This has been great.
Leyland, you know, that last tune was really powerful. And I think a lot of people, when they listen to Sacred Harp singing, they really feel a sense of majesty and emotion. It's a very emotional, intense music. Is it as emotional and intense for you guys to sing it as it is for people to listen to it?
I would say 10 times more fold. I don't know if we told this joke last year, but the saying is you wouldn't walk across the street to listen to Sacred Harp, but you would drive 1,000 miles to sing with those you sing with, your friends.
Well, I think we're listening to it here tonight just fine.
Okay, good.
You're doing wonderful. What are you going to do for us next?
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity real quick to, you just did your commercial break, unfortunately, but I'm going to take a plug for Richmond Sacred Harp
please
Singers.
Do, please do, because I couldn't get your actual website to come up with the dates that you rehearsed.
Our website is broken currently. So go to Facebook page, Richmond Sacred Harp Singers, and look us up there. My email should be there. And basically, if you're interested, email me and you get on the group email list.
And what days of the week are you singing currently? I know you sing on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights currently, and every third Saturday. Again, you can get an email address on Facebook and find out more. Next Tuesday, singing, I'm not sure if we set it up that yet.
January 10th
from 7 to 9 p.m. Location, and then again on the 24th, location, just email us and we'll get you on the list and you can get details about that.
Great. And you can also link, if you forget, you can link from WRIR.org. I posted a link there as well.
And we'll have one the third Saturday in January as well. So right now what I'm bringing to you is all new material, which is actually very old material. The Sacred Harp is the name for the main hymnal that's being used currently in shape note singers throughout the country. There's others that are used less frequently. Currently, some friends of mine and singers from the northeast region, mid-Atlantic region, really, we're putting together a group of tunes. We're going to title it Shenandoah Harmony. And these are tunes, some of them newly written and most of them very old that haven't been in circulation for many years. The first one we're going to do for you is called Salem. and then we'll do one called Rhode Island. And these are two from the upcoming Shenandoah Harmony. We actually have our own website now for that too, which is shenandoahharmony.com. And it's sort of a collaboration of working new and old songs into a new book that people can use.
That sounds great. World premiere here on WRIR.
You heard it you heard it here first. All right, so Salem.
Oh,
Those are great. You going to sing a few more from this new hymnal?
We got some old other song from our other book. You may recognize this song. It's getting, we're past through all our Christmas songs, so we're doing our one New Year's song. See if you can recognize it.
Okay. Might know that song.
Uh-huh. We have one more for you. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been wonderful. We hope you'll come back next year.
Oh, this is, thanks.
This is a great tradition to have you guys on the air here. And we were just talking in the studio here. We've started putting these compilation CDs together of people that perform live in the studio. And we're going to be slipping you some releases here because we want to make sure we have the ability to put one of these performances tonight on this next edition of this CD. So thank you.
Oh, that'd be great. All right. Yeah. Well, the last one we're doing is our the song we sing at the end usually every time we meet on Tuesday nights at least. And it's called Columbiana. And thanks again for having us.
Thank you
so much to the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers. Remember, you can link to their Facebook page from WRIR.org or just search Richmond Sacred Harp Singers.
Thanks so much. And here's Columbiana.
May the grace of Christ our Savior and
That is the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers playing live on air on Edge of Americana. And now it is back to our pre-recorded music. Folks, I hope you out there, you appreciated that as much as we appreciated it in the studio. So, Otto, what are you going to play for us now?
I've got a little, let's see here. What is it? It's Peter Ostrucco
and Norman Blake.
And Norman Blake doing Christmas Eve is Coming.
All right, here we go.
Something old, something new, something barred, or something blue. A blue note now. A contribution from Red Smiley's Christmas favorites, as we call on Red to sing Blue Christmas.
So blue, thinking about you. Decoration of red on the green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when those blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. blue Christmas, I know, dear. I hope your white Christmas brings you cheer. And when you spread your gifts on this Christmas Eve, will it be the same, dear, as when you did with me? And when those blue snowflakes starts falling, that's when my blue heartache starts calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Thank you.
junky old cart. His clothes look older than you and me, but he talks with a song in his heart. Grandma tells tales of old Hanukkah times, as kids walk all back to those years. She waves both her hands and a fire lights her eye, and she never looks sad anymore.
Electronic toys sit waiting for 9 volts. So the kids play some cards, now they're watching TV. I unbutton my pants from all the cheese and the candy, but the turkey comes out of the oven at 3. Bah humbug, bah humbug, my plastic is maxed out. My checkbook is red and greenbacks are dear. Bah humbug, bah humbug, chug a lug, one more eggnog. It's just 6 more days till the end of the year. Now where is the check that we got from my parents, and the list that I wrote out of what came from whom? They must be right there with the torn wrapping paper. In the fire I started to chase out the gloom. Bah humbug, bah humbug, my plastic is maxed out. My checkbook is red and greenbacks are dear. Bah humbug, bah humbug, chug-a-lug, one more eggnog. It's just 6 more days till the end of the year. There's always somebody that you have forgotten, and then they give you your present at work or at school. So you rush out and buy something they never needed. Oh, you wrap it and then you send it, and then you feel like a fool. Bah humbug, bah humbug, my plastic is maxed out. My checkbook is red and greenbacks are dear. Bah humbug, bah humbug, chug-a-lug, one more eggnog. It's just 6 more days till the end of the year. Thank you.
Now back in the old days, they'd mark off the solstice. They saw longer days coming, occasion for glee. Now we're just glad to be done with all the shopping. Take a few days vacation, then tear down the tree. Bah humbug, bah humbug, my plastic is maxed out. My checkbook is red and greenbacks are dear. Bah humbug, bah humbug, check a lug one more eggnog. It's just 6 more days till the end of the year. Bah humbug, bah humbug, my plastic is maxed out. My checkbook is red and greenbacks are dear. Bah humbug, bah humbug, chug a lug one more eggnog. It's just 6 more days till the end of the year.
WRIR wants to say a big thank you to our generous underwriters. We encourage you to say your own thanks as well. Without our underwriters, this fantastic radio station could not exist. If you or your organization would like to know more about supporting WRIR while getting the word out about what you have to offer, you can send an email to underwriting@wrir.org. And of course, we encourage people, if they hear an underwriter on this station, to say thank you to that underwriter.
It's festive in the studio tonight.
It is. I am full of cider.
We got lots of happy, smiling carolers walking around here. Cider.
Wassails and everything.
And oatmeal raisin cookies, courtesy of my mother, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrea.
Andrea Conrad. Well, we just heard Tim O'Brien.
Bah humbug.
Kind of in one of his many kind of tales of modern woe. He's got one about the internet, I know, you know, and so that one was about the other side of the Christmas season, which is, of course, your pocketbook. Before that, the Klezmatics doing Hanukkah Bell from an album called Woody Guthrie's Happy Joyous Hanukkah, where they took, the Klezmatics took this book of Woody Guthrie poetry all about Hanukkah and set it to klezmery music, which is great. Before that, it was not Cookie Monster playing the guitar.
That was Joseph Spence from the Bahamas doing his version of Santa Claus is coming to town.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I think we were trying to decide whether it would be terrifying or delightful to a child.
He sounds like a demented Muppet.
Uh-huh.
Meets Tom Waits doing a Christmas carol.
Before that, that was Blue Christmas by Reno and Smiley from an album of theirs called The True Meaning of Christmas, which I just actually picked up yesterday. I'm pretty excited about that.
And then we had Peter Ostrushko and Norman Blake, right?
Peter Ostrushko.
Ostrushko and Norman Blake doing Christmas Eve is Coming?
Christmas Eve is Coming, Anna, apparently, Anna. So is it
Anna with an A at the end?
Yes.
How appropriate. Anna, Christmas Eve is Coming. I hope you're listening.
So it's just for her, but I suppose you can listen to it too. So let's just keep it moving on. We have about 12 more minutes left in our holiday show. Next week, we will be back with, I think Otto is going to be providing your best of 2011.
Yeah.
I rarely buy modern music, so it's all on Otto for that.
Yeah, it's gonna be new releases of 2012 that have some merit. Not necessarily what Josh would say.
2011. It's only 2011.
But merit, at least in my view. And then I think, Josh, we're also going to do a roundup of this year's passings, right?
That's right, yeah. And including Wade Maynor and Hazel Dickens, Kenny Baker, Benton Flippin.
It's going to be a lot of good music.
Sonny Mead, a lot of people. So we'll definitely be hitting that. But let's just keep it moving with the music, what we got right now. I'm going to play one more from this album called Noel Sing We Clear, which is old English ballads. I realize that this is Edge of Americana, but I feel like this is still somewhat appropriate, and especially given the music we were just listening to. This is kind of somewhere in between Christian and pagan, because it's got all of this pagan symbology. And you know this song, but I wonder if you know this particular melody version of it. This is The Holly and the Ivy.
All the holly and the ivy, now they are both full grown. Of all the trees that are in the woods, the holly tree bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. The holly tree bears a blossom as white as any milk, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ all wrapped up in silk.
Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. The holly tree bears a berry as red as any blood, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to do poor sinners good. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. As bitter as any gall, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to do redeem us all. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. The holly tree bears a prickle as sharp as any thorn, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ on Christmas Day in the morn. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. Oh, the holly and the ivy, now they are both full grown. Of all the trees that are in the woods, the holly tree bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir.
Christmas time, soon be over, then we'll join the band. Come on, gal, let's go river. Come on, gal, go river, then we'll join the band.
Doll can be referred to as many things. Without dolls, I guess it just wouldn't seem like Christmas. So, fellas, if you please, Christmas doll.
Well, the good Saint Nick will soon be here with a great big bag of toys. With a candy cane and a present too for all the girls and boys. If I could have most anything, I'd want most any time. All I want for Christmas is the great big doll of mine. Baby doll, but I bet you'd change your mind if you could see that doll. She's sugar and spice and everything nice. What a Christmas this would be if I could get that doll of mine and bring her home with me. She says is ooh la la when I kiss her tenderly. She's not the kind you wrap and tie and put on a Christmas tree. But I want that doll on Christmas Day to come play house with me. Yes, I want that doll on Christmas Day to come play house with me.
And that is our Christmas Hanukkah seasonal holiday show for you folks. I hope you've enjoyed it. We just have one more for you. Stay tuned for Lee and the Lee Show. And on behalf of Otto, my name is Josh, and this has been the second annual, now it's annual, Edge of Americana Sacred Harp holiday show. So here we go with little Ralph Stanley, and stay tuned for the LEE Show.
From the tree, old Santa will be coming. He'll say you've been good. I'll answer I have Santa just like I said I would. First candy cane and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. We'd all sing songs of Christmas, we'd sing of Jesus' birth. A child born in a manger, we'd sing of peace on earth. Our Father who would lead us, we'd pray our Christmas prayer. We'd thank the Lord above, for we all could gather there. Oh, Santa will be coming, he'll say you've been good. I'll answer I have Santa, just like I said I would. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me.